New Delhi. After 3 days of logjam on the Adani Group issue, most opposition parties decided to participate in parliament proceedings from February 7. The Lok Sabha on February 7 discussed the motion of thanks to President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both houses. Initiating the discussion, BJP member C.P. Joshi lauded Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, saying India's stature has grown manifold on the world stage. He said the Modi government had taken a series of measures for the welfare of every section of society. Moreover, in 2014 when Narendra Modi took charge, there was widespread corruption in the country, and the present regime has checked this menace. The BJP member said the government is working on a vision of Antyodaya, which means empowering the last person at the last mile. C.P. Joshi, who hails from Rajasthan, said that farmers, youth, and the poor look up to PM Modi with high hopes. He alleged that previous governments had ignored them. Congress leader Jairam Ramesh said they would continue to raise their demand for a joint parliamentary committee probe into the Adani Group issue. Earlier in the morning, opposition parties held a meeting at the Parliament House complex and discussed their strategy. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi expressed hope that the houses will function smoothly from today, as the opposition leaders have assured him. Earlier in the day, addressing the BJP Parliamentary Party meeting in New Delhi, Prime Minister Modi said the Union Budget 2023-24 has taken care of all sections of society. Briefing the media, the Parliamentary Affairs Minister quoted the Prime Minister as saying that this budget has been brought keeping in mind the interests of the poor. PM Modi asked BJP MPs to interact with the poor and the middle class in their constituencies and apprise them about the benefits of the Union Budget. C.P. Joshi said the Prime Minister pointed out that whenever the budget is presented, there are always a few people who oppose it, but this time, even those who are against the ideology of BJP have welcomed the budget. On the logjam in Parliament, the Minister said that the PM also expressed hope that the two houses will function smoothly from February 7.